Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 34 for Wednesday, August 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Wednesday, as losses in most outside vegetable oil markets, bearish technical signals, and the looming harvest all weighed on prices. Canola was down by $3 to over $7, the November contract down $7.20 at $470.20 per ton. The nearby technical bias is pointing down for canola, and speculative selling pressure contributed to the losses as fund traders built on their recently established net short positions. While farmers were not thought to be active sellers, the looming Canadian harvest was still a bearish influence, as end users seemed content to back away and wait for the inevitable rush of fall deliveries. However, there's still a need to keep some bit of a weather premium in the futures, and that did temper the losses. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley did see some light activity moving lower in two-sided commercial dealings. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both down, while wheat was mixed, although the bias was lower. Soybeans down 10 to 15 cents, the November contract down 12 at $8.65 per bushel. Concerns over Chinese demand were back at the forefront of the soy market today, after yesterday's modest correction. China is the biggest buyer of U.S. beans, but their purchases are running well behind normal as the weakening Chinese currency cuts into profits for local crushers. Losses in crude oil added to the soft tone in beans, with the relatively favorable Midwestern weather conditions another bearish influence. Corn futures, they're down 2 to 3 cents, the December contract down 3 at $3.74 per bushel, as corn was hit by the same issues weighing on beans. The recent declines in crude oil were especially bearish for corn given the grain's connection to ethanol production. Wheat, meanwhile, it's up a penny to down 5 cents. Most contracts lower, the December contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.94 per bushel. Ample world supplies, the firm U.S. dollar, the advancing U.S. spring wheat harvest, and favorable conditions for next year's winter wheat crop all kept some pressure on wheat. But ideas that the futures are looking oversold provided support and helped keep wheat range-bound overall. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.